Message number 346. God the Father, you are either for me or against me. The choice is yours. Tuesday, February 21, 2012 at 12:30 a.m. I am God the Father, creator of all things. I am speaking with you tonight in the name of the Holy Trinity. My daughter, the time has come for the first of the seals to be broken, and how this saddens me. I have promised that before this happens I will offer my seal of protection on the foreheads of all those who believe in me. Now I give you children a last chance to stand up and decide. You are either for me or against me. The choice is yours. To those who reject my holy word given to this the end time prophet, you must hear me now as I speak. I give you the prophets to guide you. Why do you reject my love? Why do you allow doubts to blind you to the truth? Much as I love you, there is little time, and you will be given seconds to decide on your own fate. For in time my patience will run out. Ignore my calling and you will find it difficult to find me in the wilderness ahead. If you accept my seal of love, you will be within my protection at all times. This protection will cover your families. This is my final call to offer you my seal of love. After that, you will have to face the bleakness of the great tribulation exposed alone and without a crutch to lean on. I will never force you children to love me. That is your own choice, and of course love can only come from the heart. I extend my hand of love now. If you know me, you will recognize me. If you say you know me but reject my gesture of love and protection, then you do not really know me at all. My children, keep close to me now, for the first seal has been finally opened. The earth will shake all over in various parts of the world, and then you will be without doubt. Because I love you, I will await your response after that. Never reject my prophets, for you reject me. Harm or slander my prophets, and you do the same to me. For it is my voice from heaven that you insult. Far better if you do not speak at all and remain silent if in doubt. It is now the time for the prophecies to be proven. Many will fall on their knees in shame and regret when they will see how their rejection of my messages through my end-time prophets have torn me in two. How their condemnation and ridicule have made a mockery of my holy word. How the truth was too bitter for them to swallow, and how the lies from the false prophets and fortune-tellers gave them the shallow comfort they sought. How far my children have fallen away from me. How ungrateful they are. To those who know me and accept my seal, know that you will have eternal life. You never doubted my word, because your humility and childlike love for me meant that you did not allow intellectual reasoning to block your ears to the truth. So many of my true prophets sent to you over the last 20 years were mocked, abused, tormented, and cast into the wilderness. To those of you who slandered my messages, you should be ashamed. Yet you idolized the false prophets and bowed before them. To you I ask, which God do you bow before? You know who you are. The time has come for you to face the truth. For you are either for me or against me. If you cannot recognize me, then you are lost. To those who do hear my voice, follow me and help me build my remnant church on earth. I will lead you through the havoc which will be wielded by the Antichrist. You will not suffer the torment which will befall those who refuse to reject false idols, greed, materialism, and lust for power. I call on all of my children to listen. I ask you to open your eyes before it is too late. Your beloved Father, God of the Most High.